Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Good afternoon or good evening, everyone. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated, an excavation and road building contractor serving all of Southern Oregon. A little over a minute and a half left here in the JV game, coming to you live from the Heater Newman Gymnasium here in Grants Pass, as the Eugene Axe are in town to take on the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. And a fairly decent hometown crowd right now, although the student section's down just a little bit. The band is here, but it will be a little quieter tonight because the rally squad is absent. They are in Portland competing in the statewide competition to see who's the best up there. So we wish the girls a very good and prosperous and good luck weekend. And we'll have more right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
A word about our public start times. First of all, just because of the way the situation is set up here, when we announce a start time and an air time for these broadcasts, it depends on what happens prior, and it's all tentative because the JV game goes on. There is also a freshman game going on in the gym right next door. And if the team is just a little bit late, and Eugene was just a little late coming in, just a little behind schedule, not much, but just enough to throw the schedule off just a little bit, and that's certainly understandable. And we're not pointing any fingers. We're just trying to explain to you that when we say tentatively starting with the pregame at 5:15, or it's at 6:15, and here we are just getting started at about 6:35, we feel a need to explain some things. So that's the situation there. The situation here in the gym is the Cavemen JVs are down right now 59-46 with a little over a minute left to play. So there's still time to come back, and we'll keep an eye on that for you. So that's the scene here, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for a word from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider: experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Time now for word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, first question out of the bag tonight is, give me the health report. How's Timac?
Last game, Gavin was, McLean was dead dog sick, and you could probably see a little bit. Luke is dead dog sick right now with I don't know what, you know, obviously I can't say that, but T-Mac's out for the season now. So
T-Mac, that's unfortunate.
T-Mac will not be rejoining the team as a player at some point when his health is at a point where he can join the team and sit on the bench. That's what we look forward to, and So we'll definitely miss.
Send our best wishes out to the young man.
Yeah. If they're listening, T Mac, we love you, and he knows. You know, I'm in constant contact with him right now, and he's super bummed. You know, he was a huge part of our team. He's one of our best scorers. He allowed us to get out in fast breaks quite a bit, and you know, he leads our team in steals. You know, and you know, when you have somebody like that, you could see us against North Medford struggle with some of the things, and those are some of the things that T-Mac would have definitely helped us with. So Johnny Bowerman will be back tonight. He's feeling well, but the biggest thing tonight is we don't know how Luke Morgan's going to be able to respond. He was pretty sick yesterday and came to school today and said he's feeling a little bit better. So hopefully we'll get what Luke usually brings us. So.
All right. Well, lots of vitamin C, and hand out those pills.
Oh, my gosh. Great. I mean, Gavin, before the North Medford game, I guess he took like 40-something vitamins throughout the day and about 5, 10 emergencies. So it's just part of it. Unfortunately, hit us at the wrong time.
All right. Well, at any rate, following last week's heartbreaking loss to North Medford, how is the team doing and what have you focused on in this short turnaround?
Honestly, we've been just trying to focus on health, Chuck, you know, trying to get our guys healthy that are sick and trying to get this, whatever this flu bug, whatever this is that's going through our team in and out as fast as possible. But we've been focusing on ourselves a lot. You know, we did some things wrong at the North Medford game, just with just being together as a team and worrying about us and stuff like that. So we haven't focused too much on, you know, what we're going to do tonight against South Eugene. We know that they're going to throw a zone at us. And most likely, you know, we had a huge lead against them, and then they started pressing us at the end of last game. So the things that we prepared for versus South Eugene mainly is press breaking, learning how to not dribble through a press break and beat it with the pass. We also worked a lot on some of our defensive rotations that we didn't do very well at the North Medford game. So that's kind of, you know, right now that's kind of what we're focused on, and what we're looking at is just focusing on taking care of the ball when the pressure comes and how to beat the zone that we think that we'll confront this evening.
All right. Coach, we'll continue with more right after this word from our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
All right, Coach, you've been focusing on yourself. Defense has been your strong suit here. You're walking wounded right now again. What do we expect to see from you tonight in terms of tempo and rotations?
You'll actually see us slow it down quite a bit. We'll go with the same starters this evening. Jordan Rosetta will be starting for T-Mac this evening. As far as, you know, new people, you know, off the bench, the first guy will be off the bench will be Zach DeShane, and then after that we'll see a little bit of probably Grady McKittrick. You'll probably see him play a little bit more than usual tonight. You may even see a little bit more of James Buschmeyer, just to see how things go. We have to fill a huge hole with T-Mac, a huge hole, and so we're gonna have to see kids step up throughout this as we get ready for other teams. But I mean, South Eugene is a scoring powerhouse. If I'm not mistaken, they may be the leading scoring team in our conference as far as complete. But so we're gonna have to be careful.
Yeah, they've been averaging about 70 a game.
Yeah, so
in spite of your tough defense.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and I can't remember looking back at what we allowed them to score at South Eugene. That's blank my mind, but you know, where you're going to see
62.
Us 62. So, you know, that's not where we like to be. So we'll slow the game quite a bit down this evening. And once again, as you well know, you know, the boys know that the ball is to be pounded to Luke and pounded to Peyton and Jordan. Now, I mean, Jordan is scoring at a high level in his shooting percentage. And so that's what we're going to be, you know, that's what we're going to be looking to do, is pound the ball. We don't feel like they have a matchup for Luke or Peyton on the block. And hopefully we can get to the rim a little bit with some of our pick and roll stuff that we did against them last time. That worked really, really well with side pick and rolls that we are doing in, even up at the top. So you'll see us do a lot of that, and you'll see me doing a lot of this,
he's waving his arms, folks.
Which is our hawk play, and that's our go-to play, and if people have a tough time defending it, and it works really, really well. So
now, Luke and Peyton really carried the scoring load for you when you were at South Eugene. Add in Rosetta, and you should have a pretty strong scoring punch when the paint.
I agree. You know, that will be our goal, is to get into the paint. You know, Jaden and Zach, who predominantly run our offense, those two guys know what we're looking for as coaches, and that's what we'll be doing. And if they double down, then I just hope and pray at times that we're able to hit shots.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you very much. Best of luck tonight, and we'll look forward to talking to you right after the game. And to all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the NeuroClinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the NeuroClinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the NeuroClinic, they treat the whole body. Naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everyone. Just a quick note here, a little extra love for our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Service, who brought you head coach Jesse's comments. They take care of your vehicle. Well, they service your vehicle, but they take care of you. Now, let's one other note here. We kept referring to T-Mac. That's Tyler McIntosh. That's been his nickname, and it's become part of the vernacular here. So that's Tyler McIntosh. And Tyler, our very best to you. Now, it's time for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. So grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, windows, lumber, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. That's Farmers Building Supply. Starting tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen, wearing number 24, averaging almost 12 points a game, is Luke Morgan. Wearing number 3, Day Senior, also is Gavin McLean, averaging right at, 10.6 points per game. Starting tonight, wearing 00, is Peyton Bruner, also averaging 10 points a game. And number 44, Jayden Jesse, averaging just over 5 points a game. Wearing number 44, he's a senior also. Getting a start tonight is Jordan Rosetta, wearing number 32, a freshman at 6'4", pushing maybe 6'5". But he has brought his average up to over 5 points per game with lots of double figures there. So that's the situation that we see right now in terms of the starting lineup for the Grants Pass Cavemen. And we have a special situation going on the floor right now. Looks like a presentation of some kind. Yeah, we weren't made aware of it coming into the game. At any rate, we'll continue here with the starting lineups for the South Eugene Axe after this from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Well, we have ascertained what's going on the floor. It's the Les Schwab Team of the Month for January that the Cavemen were awarded. It's based on performance not only on the court, but on the court and in the community and in the classroom. And the Grants Pass Cavemen Varsity were named the Player of the Month for January. That's a statewide honor at the 6A level. Now, starting lineup for the South Eugene Axe tonight, starting number five, a senior at about 6'1", is Trey Saunders. Had 18 points against us and three-point shots, hit all five of his free throw attempts. Also getting the start tonight, another senior, 5'9", wearing number two, is Landon Bryant. Had 13 points and 2 three-pointers against us in that previous contest on a Wednesday night in the Eugene area. A 6'4 junior getting the start tonight, or at least did, Levi Hawes. He had 14 points. He's one of their leading scorers. 5'8 senior, Cohen Thurman. Neil worked the point for them. And a 6'4 senior wearing number 21 is James Thomas. Those are the starters tonight. That's starting lineups courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Keys to tonight's game coming after this 60-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back. Keys to tonight's game brought to you by our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming as both teams continue their warm-ups here. We're about 15 minutes away from the opening tip tonight. Keys to tonight's game, and you obviously have heard the conversation with head coach Jesse. So one of the keys is health, and how healthy are the Grants Pass Cavemen, and have those fellas who have been feeling sick, how much left in those legs? Those young legs. If everybody is solid for tonight, Grants Pass's defense should hold strong. Now, the first time these two teams met, Grants Pass stayed with them and pulled away up until they established an 11-point lead at the end of three quarters of play and won by four, 66-62. With the game coming right down to the last few seconds when Peyton Bruner hit a free throw with just, I think, less than 10 seconds on the clock. He hit that free throw to make this three-point shooting team have to shoot a four-pointer, and that was almost impossible. So that's what happened before. That's what we expect to see tonight, that level of competition. The level of competition for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Once again, the question mark with health, the absence of a starter from that previous game, and the knowledge that the South Eugene Axe have, knowing that both Bruner and Morgan carried the scoring load. Peyton Bruner had, I believe, 26 points in that game, 21 points for Luke Morgan. So almost 50 points came from those two. So you see what kind of defense they can set up for those two. Jordan Rosetta may still be a little bit of a question mark for them, although I'm sure they're aware that he is capable of putting the ball through the hoop. We'll have more right after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here as we talk about not only the keys to tonight's game, but the keys to the season. Now, the goal all season long has been to win the conference championship. That's not exactly out of touch right now, but it's pretty far away. Grants Pass comes in second place with a 5-3 record against the South Medford Panthers, who are 8-0 with four games remaining for each team. So Grants Pass has two road games tonight here at home. Then they go on the road to face South Eugene. Pardon me, they go on the road to face South Medford next Tuesday night. Then the following Friday night, we're on the road at Sheldon. Certainly no gimmies on either one of those. They finish out here at home. So this is the second to last chance to see the Cavemen play at home. The last game coming up, I believe, on February 20th against the Roseburg Indians. Now, what are some of the scenarios that could happen? If the Cavemen were at full strength and Tyler McIntosh was available and the Cavemen weren't sick, we put down some projections just saying what could happen. And we figured the Cavemen could win at least three out of four to close out the season at 8-4. The one that we didn't give them was the South Medford game. However, at full strength, if there was one team that could beat South Medford because of Grants Pass's defensive stand against them previously here at Heater-Numa Gym, where they allowed them only 39 points, Grants Pass would be that team. But you'd have to have at least that level of defense on their floor next Tuesday night. So that's kind of what you should be looking at. Now, should the Grants Pass go three out of four, and that's a real possibility in spite of some of the sickness that's going around right now, the Cavemen would be in pretty good shape. And when I say in pretty good shape, we're talking about getting into the postseason. I believe Cavemen, should they go three out of four, will stay in second place. The Roseburg Indians currently in third place, just a game behind Grants Pass. They are 4-3, so we're even in the loss column. Grants Pass has one more win. But Roseburg has five games left against Willamette, North Medford, South Eugene, us, and then they finished up against Sheldon. I kind of projected them at 7-5, Grants Pass at 8-4. So you can see how that would work out. We expect Sheldon to finish 4-8 easily. South Eugene could finish at 500 or better. That's 6-6 in conference play. At North Medford at 5-7 if they get two out of four. So, and all that's just speculation on my part, but we'll give you an idea of what we're looking at in order to make the postseason. Now, how do you make the postseason? Well, there is a 32-team bracket that you need to fill. Grants Pass, the Southwest Conference, gets three automatic berths. That's usually the top three. That's the way that's decided. So if the Cavemen hold on to second or third, they're into that 32-team team. Now, after that, that will fill 21 of those 32 berths. That leaves another 11 teams to be put in, and they go by the OSAA rankings, and that's a mathematical formula that's posted on their website if you want to explore that further. So that means however you're ranked, if you're ranked 32nd or above, you're probably almost automatically in. Now, right now the Cavemen are ranked 31st. And that remains to be seen what wins and losses can do, because that mathematical formula stumps a lot of even the coaches around the town. But it seems to hold true towards the end of the season and usually gets the best teams in. But I know Grants Pass is a little frustrated with played a pretty tough schedule even on the road. And yes, those road games away still count in that formula. So we've tried to explain exactly what we're looking at, postseason play. The season ends the regular season for Grants Pass ends on the 20th. That's the Roseburg game. But the season for the OSA doesn't end until that Friday. That's the 23rd. That's when the rankings freeze. And that's a Friday night. And then the next Saturday morning, probably about 10 o'clock, they've got everything up and posted so you know where you're playing and when. Just to make those arrangements. So that's really what we're looking at right now, looking at a way to win as many games as possible, take care of these young men, and get into the postseason. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the keys to tonight's game, courtesy of our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. They offer complete vacuum repair and supplies, along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. They brought you tonight the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned. More coming after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at diamondhi.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Once again, welcome back, everyone. We just pulled out the score sheets to share some information about that last game, that Wednesday. It was a game postponed from a Friday night because of that incredible ice storm that they had in the Eugene and Portland area. And our last trip up there to play, we saw some of that devastation out there. And just incredible what it did to some of those trees. Now, you're going to hear the name Trey Saunders quite a bit, and we mentioned him in the starting lineups. He had 13 and 5, 18 points in that contest. He was 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Now, let's put that in context. All five of those came in the fourth quarter. Also, he had another 5 points, so he had 10 points in the fourth quarter on a 3, a 2, and 5 for 5 shooting from the free throw line. So you're going to hear Trey Saunders an awful lot. Grants Pass defense going to talk to him a lot, or focus on him a lot. They'll also be focusing on Levi Hawes. He's a 6'4 junior, and he was all over the place. He scored every quarter and ended up with 14 points, just two after two after two. So he'll draw some attention. Another big score was Landon Bryant. Bryant had 13 points. He had two threes, three twos, and one for two shooting at the free throw line. So as a team, the South Eugene Aggs were 6 of 7 from the free throw line in that contest. So they have some shooters. So that's going to press Grants Pass's defense even further. Grants Pass, of course, tonight going to rely on pounding that ball inside the paint. Get Bruner and Morgan and Rosetta all crashing the boards and putting those shots back up. So that's what we're looking at here. About 4 minutes to go to get this tip-off underway, and we're going to take a pause. We'll take a deep breath. Hope you'll stay with us as we move ahead with this Southwest Conference contest tonight, coming to you live from the Heater Numa Gym. We'll be back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back once again. Let's look at the conference standings here because it's still very, very close. And we mentioned that the Cavemen really need to finish in the top three in order to get that automatic berth for the Southwest Conference. However, let me point out that there are four teams within a game of each other right now. Grants Pass in second place at 5-3. Roseburg in third place at 4-3. Sheldon and South Eugene follow immediately. Sheldon is 4-4, and South Eugene is 3-4. So in the last column, there are four teams there, all separated by just a game. So there we go, folks. You're figuring it out. You know what the coaches are doing right now, scratching their heads, trying to figure out a way to get those wins and get into the postseason. That's always part of the goal. We've got about a minute 50 left on the warm-up clock right now. We'll take a deep breath and invite you to tune in right now. Yeah, I want to mention once again that although the student section now has filled up quite a bit more, we've still got room for you here. This is the second to final regular season game to catch the Cavemen here at Heater Newman Gym. So come on down and join us. You've got time to get here. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Well, the Grants Pass High Band has struck up the fight song right now. The home fans coming to their feet, the student body on their feet, all joining in that rhythmic clap. Now the home fans are standing along as the Cavemen spread out a horizontal line right across the free throw line as we're getting ready to turn the game over to the PA announcer. Tonight, that's Athletic Director Clay Roundsville. We'll have the introduction. Well, first of all, we'll have brief announcements. Then we'll pick up the national anthem and then the introduction of players. So it's all part of high school basketball, and there is no finer traditions than we celebrate right here at Heater Newman Gym. So if you've never had an opportunity to join us here in this performance gymnasium, by all means, put it on your bucket list. Got to have you here. The Grants Pass Cavemen, of course, in their home whites tonight, the Eugene Axe coming out of the purple pit. Of course, purple uniforms, white numerals. They'll be certainly easy to pick out. So. And now we'll have our national anthem. We'll pause here. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Final strains of the national anthem being performed here by the Grants Pass High Pep Band. Pretty good crowd all at hand here, both and a bigger crowd out of Eugene than we had anticipated tonight. So it'll be noisy here in spite of the fact that, once again, the rally squad, the cheerleaders, are absent tonight. They're competing in a statewide competition in Portland. We wish them the very, very best. Now we're about ready to introduce the players for the visiting Eugene Axe. All right. First of all, 5A senior number one, Cohen Thurman. Owen Thurman getting the start tonight. Once again, he had 2 points for the Axe the first time that they met. He'll work the point. Wearing pink shoes, incidentally. Also coming onto the floor, wearing number two, is Landon Bryant. He's a scorer. He had 13 points. He's a shooter. And number five is Trey Saunders. You'll hear his name a lot. He comes on at 6'1", plays much taller than that. Also getting the start tonight, number 30 and number 45. So some different ones there. Calvin Yoder, number 45, and number 30. 30 is Hawes. Hawes, we expected. Yoder is the surprise. He's a 6'5 sophomore, adds a little height. That may be in order to combat Grant's Pass's size in the paint. Peyton Bruner being introduced tonight, wearing 00. Once again, Peyton averaging about 10 points per game. Had 26 against the Axe in Eugene. And Gavin McLean comes on, averaging about a little over 10 points per game for the season here for the Grants Pass Caveman. Number 24, Luke Morgan, averaging almost 12 points a game, 11.9, according to my book right now. So look for Luke, we hope, healthy to be a significant part tonight. Number 32, Jordan Rosetta comes on, the freshman, averaging a little over 5 points a game here. And he's elevated that, has his high game 18 points, so he can put the ball in the hole too. And number 44 being introduced for Grants Pass, that is Jaden Jesse. So we've got the starting principles for each side right now. First quarter brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Let's move to the center of the court right now, ladies and gentlemen. Get close to your radios. Put your hand on the tube because they generate a little heat if you're chilly tonight. So the official still at the scorer's desk right now. The players are on the floor. Now the officials have a basketball. They're still at the scorer's table. And now they spread out. And, oh, I think we've had a technical foul. So we'll starting it with McLean at the free throw line. I'm not sure who that was assessed against. In the warm-ups. So McLean at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. So Grants Pass will start with at least a one-point lead. He'll have another shot. And then the Grants Pass Caveman will probably get control of the basketball. Grants Pass going left to right across your radio dial here at Heater Newman Gym. That's from south to north. In and out wouldn't go. So the Caveman start 1-0 here. And Caveman will put the ball in play at the half-court mark. Jesse goes over to make the inbounds play. And it looks like a man-to-man defense initially by the Axe. The ball goes into the backcourt to McLean. And McLean crosses to the timeline, right front court. Drives to the left-hand side, has a lane, goes hard to the glass, goes over the shot that is blocked, but retrieved by Jesse in the corner, left-hand side. It's slapped away out of bounds. Still be Grants Pass ball inbounds in the inline to our end of the floor. 7:48 to play. We're just underway. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. And we've got a Eugene player down, and the coach is up and headed to the man on the baseline right now. He's standing up. I believe that's Cohen Thurman. It is. And James Thomas will come on to take his place initially. You should never want to see a young man. No, he's staying in the game now. So Thomas will sit back down. So, again, it's going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the inline. And already Rosetta and Saunders trading a little bumping as Rosetta steps out of bounds to make the play and looks for help. Flips the ball way out front, left front court to McLean. McLean looks for the Caveman to reset. Double high post as Bruner breaks out of that to set a pick to right-hand side to Rosetta. Back on the wing then to McLean. McLean resets 14 seconds on the shot clock. Right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta on the wing, right-hand side, 9 seconds. Ball out front to Morgan. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Down low to, let's see, that's Bruner. Bruner hard to the glass. It's up and down, and it's good. And Bruner, working at baseline, gets the first field goal tonight. And it's 3-0. Going to the free throw line will be Bruner. Once again, Bruner from the free throw line put in that last solid point to make it a 4-point game in Eugene. He hits this one. So he's got 3-4-0. Grants Pass starts off the lead. First offensive possession for the Axe coming down now. Ball in the hands right now of Bryant. Bryant drives, lays one up. That is good. So Bryant finds an open lane to the basket, utilizes it, capitalizes, and scores. 4-2 the score. McLean has the basketball for Grants Pass across the timeline right at center court. Bounce pass right-hand side to Jesse on the wing. Ball out front, then quickly to Morgan. Left-hand side to Bruner. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Rosetta, power move to the bucket. It's up and down to Rosetta. He has two in the Cavemen to lead it by 4-6-2. Long pass down the right-hand side to Saunders. Corner right-hand side to Hawes. Hawes drives, stops, looks for help, flips the ball out front to Saunders. Saunders with the basketball, left wing, goes right-hand side. Shot is up 4-3. This one hits the back of the iron and off, no good. Rebound taken down by Thurman. Thurman out front with the basketball, gives it up to Saunders. Saunders crosses the top of the key. Loose basketball finally picked up, though, by number one Thurman. Thurman drives into the corner, right-hand side. Shot is up and good by Hawes. So Hawes gets his first two, and it's 6-4. Grants Pass with a two-point lead, and the basketball in the hands of McLean as he walks it down in first quarter action here. Out between the circles, ball comes right-hand side to Jesse. Pops out top of the key to Bruner, left-hand side then to Rosetta. Rosetta pumps once, then goes down low to Morgan. Morgan back out front to McLean. McLean tries to break that zone defense they've thrown up now. Back left-hand side to Rosetta for three. Hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Rebound into the hands quickly of Bryant. Bryant pushes the ball down the floor quickly. Looking for a lane, goes left-hand side. Shot is up, but good by number 45, Yoder. So Yoder will get his two. We are tied at six. Jesse in the backcourt with the basketball for Grants Pass. Crosses the timeline, left front court. Stops up there, goes on the wing then to McLean. McLean left-hand side. Comes at high post to Bruner, then down low to Morgan. Morgan kicks the ball right-hand side in the corner to Jesse. He attacks in the paint, goes up with a shot. Was mugged. Loose basketball comes left-hand side to McLean. McLean puts it up and in. And McLean finds two for Grants Pass. It's 8-6. On the fly, here comes Thurman down the left-hand side of the free throw line. Hands the ball off to Yoder. Bounces it off his foot out of bounds. So the Cavemen get the ball back. And Zach DeShane checks into the basketball game. And Morgan gets an early breather. And some instructions from head coach Jesse. So Jesse will make the inbounds play from the end line to DeShane. Almost uncontested. 2 minutes in the backcourt, just keeping everybody honest. DeShane across the timeline. Goes right-hand side on the wing then to Bruner. Bruner out front to Jesse. Left-hand side then to McLean. Launches the three. Just off. No good. Long rebound out to Jesse. Drives. Comes down all the way. Four-footer right-hand side. Won't go. High for the rebound is Rosetta. Out quickly to DeShane. DeShane fires for three. Off. No good. This rebound controlled by the Axe. Long pass down the left-hand side. Complete. Underneath. Shot is up. Off. No good. Board cleared this time by Bruner. Outlet comes quickly to Jesse. Jesse all alone, but it's one on three. He'll wait for help. Back out front to McLean. McLean into the paint. Floats one up. That's good. And McLean has four, and he's looking healthy tonight. It's 10-6. Grants Pass by four. Ball left-hand side quickly to Yoder. Yoder down low to Hawes. Hawes backs away out front to Yoder. Top of the key. Yoder drives. Goes hard to the glass. It's up and good, and he was fouled. So Yoder will get his fourth point of the basketball game. And the first foul of the night called, I believe, on Bruner. So Bruner will pick up the first infraction tonight. Morgan checks back in, and Eugene has called a timeout. A look at the scoreboard with 4:19 to play. The Cavemen up by two, by 10-8. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
10-8 to score, 4:19 on the clock. At the free throw line for the Eugene Axe, number 45, Yoder. First trip to the free throw line we've seen for this young man in one game in 4 minutes. Three dribbles and a quick shot up and good. He's got 5 points in the basketball game. He's the leading scorer for South Eugene. 10-9, Grants Pass by one. Ball in the hands of Zach DeShane. Drives into the forecourt, right-hand side. Out front quickly to Jesse. Jesse back right-hand side to McLean. Drives to the baseline, fadeaway, eight-footer is good. And McLean's had the hot hand here. He's got six in the game and lead by three, 12-9. Quickly into the forecourt, number 21 brings the ball down, and that's James Thomas. Thomas gives a ball up to Bryant. Bryant crosses the top of the key, right-hand side then to Hawes. On the drive, free throw line, kicks the ball in the left-hand side in the corner. Again to Bryant. Bryant lays one up off glass, and it's good. And Bryant has four, and it's 12-11. Grants Pass by one here at Heater Duma Gym in the first quarter. 3:36 on the clock, first period action. McLean walks the ball down, uncontested, until he picks up the timeline. Cross court, right-hand side, then to DeShane. High post to Rosetta. Rosetta tries to come down the lane. Lost the ball out of bounds, but it was hit by one of the Axe, who was guarding Rosetta. Grants Pass ball inbounds in the inline. Our end of the floor. And DeShane will make the inbounds play as he came and put a triangle around the key this time. And the blob down low to Rosetta. Out front then to McLean. Left-hand side then to Jesse. Down low to Morgan. Back to Jesse on the cut. Back to Morgan, who follows through. Pumps once, twice, goes hard to the glass. And Morgan gets it up and down. That's his first two tonight. And it's 14-11. Grants Pass by three. Back quickly. On the drive is Bryant. Bryant out front, top of the key. Goes right-hand side of the corner for the Axe. On the wing, that's Yoder trying to drive. Spins in. Surrounded, though, by Bruner. Gives the ball back inside to Hawes. Hawes spins. Puts one up underhanded. That's good. Pardon me, that's Saunders. And Saunders gets his first two, and it's 14-13. McLean brings the ball down the right-hand side. Little head fake. Stops on the wing right-hand side. Backs beyond the arc. Fires. It's off. Hit the backboard. Dead ball. It'll go to the X. Grants Pass by one. 14-3. 2:42 to play. First period. Yoder checks out, and checking in is number 33. That's Austin Cioppi. C-A-C-I-O-P-P-I. Bryant gets the inbounds play for the X out front. Working against DeShane. Man-to-man defense by Grants Pass right now. Loose basketball picked up by DeShane. A long pass out to Jesse. Jesse all the way. Goes up and did we call a foul or is it out of bounds? I think we called a foul and Jesse will go to the free throw line. No, that's not the case. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. Saunders broke up what looked to be a sure 2 points by Jesse. Long pass out front to Morgan. Back right-hand side to Rosetta. Fired from the free throw line. Off. No good. Hit the back of the iron. Ball goes right-hand side to Saunders. Saunders fires it left-hand side quickly to Thomas. Thomas down low on the baseline. Back out to Thomas. On the wing, left-hand side, looking for help. And a whistle called. This one's going to be on Rosetta, I believe, trying to reach in. Yes. So Rosetta will pick up his first infraction of the night. Second team foul on the Grants Pass. Each team has two. Hawes will make the inbounds play for Eugene. Double high post there, breaking out of that is Bryant. Bryant turns, drives, puts a shot up, off no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Protects the basketball, still moving with it, brings it down himself. Then shovels to DeShane, right-hand side on the wing. DeShane brings it way out front, 1:55 to play. First period, looks back at the coach, gets some instructions and moves off to the wing. Rosetta post high. DeShane drives by, drops the ball back out front. Quickly, shot is up and good. I believe that's McKittrick in for Grants Pass. The ball down quickly. Landed down low to Hawes. Shot is up and good. Hawes has 4-14-15. Grants Pass down by one now. DeShane in the backcourt. Into the forecourt quickly between the circles. Bounce pass right-hand side to McLean. McLean with the basketball out front to Rosetta. Stolen away by Bryant, and Bryant takes it all the way uncontested. Nobody near him. So Bryant in transition after the steal makes up his sixth point, and the Cavemen down by three, 17-14, with a minute 10 to play here in the first period. Jesse down the left-hand side, slows it down, lets everybody get caught up. From the wing, Jesse fires for three, just off, no good. Long rebound. Rosetta reached for it, couldn't pull it in, did touch it out of bounds. It'll be Axe ball inbounds from the inline. So Bruner is, or pardon me, Rosetta sits down and Jesse sits down, and on the floor we've got McKittrick, Morgan, McLean, and Bruner, along with DeShane. Ball right hand side. Saunders drives, and a foul called underneath as Saunders cuts to the basket. This one will go against Bruner. That'll be the second on Bruner tonight. 53 seconds left here in the period. That's just a third team foul on Grant's pass. Inbounds play from the inline for the Axe coming from Thomas. Goes right-hand side to Hawes. Hawes drives, gets in the paint, floats one up, won't go. Bruner for the rebound, puts the ball on the floor himself. Slides down, drops it off in the backcourt to Duchesne. And Duchesne, right front court for Grant's pass. Up quickly to McLean on the wing. Back out front again to McKittrick. Back to McLean on the wing, right-hand side, playing against that zone defense. Looks like a 1-3-1. Driving to the right-hand side, McLean elevates him 15 off, no good. Board cleared by Hawes. Outlet comes to Thurman. Thurman, left front court for the Axe. Slides to the right-hand side, still out front. 20 seconds on the clock, so the shot clock doesn't matter right now. Ball out front, stolen away by McLean. McLean has two men to beat. Goes right to the heart of the glass. Shot is up and good, and he was fouled. So McLean gets his ninth point in the basketball game, and he'll go back to the free throw line looking for more. Foul called on Thurman. So Thurman will pick up his first. And going to the free throw line with one more shot will be Gavin McLean. Good free throw shooter. Probably the best free throw shooter on the Caveman team. Stands in now. Three dribbles. Fourth spinning. Shot is up. Good. Found the bottom of the net. 2 of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 10 points in the first stanza. We are tied at 17. Saunders with the basketball for the Axe out front. Drives the right-hand side on McLean. Shovels right-hand side to Thurman. Thurman across the top of the key to left-hand side. Then back to the right-hand side at the buzzer. Shot up. No good. We are tied at 17 at the end of one. We'll be back with the second period after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. The Axe already on the floor. Here come the Cavemen, and McLean comes out along with McKittrick, Morgan, Brushmeyer, and Jesse. 17-17 the score. Inbounds play coming from the Axe. The Axe goes into the backcourt quickly to Bryant. Bryant walks it across to Shane, picks him up quickly as the Cavemen still in that man-to-man. Ball left-hand side to Saunders. Saunders across the top of the key, tries to come down the lane, gets a step and lay and scores. He's got 4 points in the basketball game, and the Cavemen down by two, 19-17. Jesse brings the ball down for Grant's pass. Out front with the basketball, goes left-hand side to Morgan. Then the corner left-hand side to McKittrick. Back out front to Jesse, right-hand side. Jesse with the basketball at the free throw line. Left-hand side to Bushmeyer. Fires for three. Off, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of, well, the Axe. They kick it back to Bryant. Bryant for three at the top of the key and buries it. So that's his first three of the night. He's got 9 points in the basketball game. And the Cavemen trail by 5, 22-17. Jesse into the forecourt between the circles right now. Cavemen looking for some points at this stage. Takes a step to the left-hand side, goes in the corner. McKittrick for three from the corner, and he answers right away. So McKittrick finds his first points from beyond the arc. All going to the right-hand side in the hands of Bryant. Back out front to Thurman. Thurman slides left-hand side, working against McKittrick. Looks for room down at the top of the key. Bounce pass right-hand side to and a foul, a traveling call on Bryant. 22-20, 6:44 on the clock. We're in the first half right now. Caveman basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Second period brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Home Improvement, right at the top of the town at 7th Street. Ball left-hand side in the hands of McKittrick. Back out front to Jesse. Jesse right-hand side to Bushmeyer. Bushmeyer fires for three, and he nails it. So the reserves have come in and added 6 quick points for Grants Pass, and we're up by 1 on the drive. Left-hand side, Hawes goes hard at the glass, can't find it. Rebound taken down by Morgan this time. Outlet goes to Jesse, left-hand side, and the Cavemen slow it down. Now they'll walk across the timeline. Bryant waits for Jesse there. Ball left-hand side to McKittrick on the wing. High post then to Morgan. Morgan looks down the paint, can't find anybody. Goes back left-hand side, and again McKittrick for 3. This one's just off, no good. Long rebound, finally chased down by Hawes for the axe. The back pass goes right to Bryant. Bryant all the way down the lane. Kicks the ball left-hand side in the corner to Thurman. Thurman to the top of the key. Right-hand side shot is up for 3. This one bounces off the iron. And again, Bryant with the ball. Left-hand side to Thurman. Lots of room, and he'll launch the 3. This one rams it out, no good. And finally, Jesse corrals it for the Cavemen. Cavemen lead by 1, 23-22. 5:38 to play in the first half. Jesse walks the ball down across the timeline. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Ball comes right-hand side to Buschmeyer. Buschmeyer high post to Morgan. Morgan looks down the paint, goes left-hand side again to McKittrick. Out to Jesse. Out front to Buschmeyer. Bounce pass down low to Morgan. Morgan looks down low, gets that 2-3 zone, launches one from there. And Morgan hits his second 3 of the season. And Morgan has 5 in the Cavemen lead, 26-22. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Hawes. He drives into the paint, spins and fires from 10 feet, and it's off. No good. Morgan for the rebound. Kicks it right back to McLean. And McLean gets the timeout for the Grants Pass Cavemen. 26-22. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Well, the Cavemen got down a point and then have come back quickly on the strength of 3 threes from places we don't normally get them. Actually, Morgan, that's the second 3 of the season so far for him. He's got 5 points. Coming off the bench, James Buschmeyer has a 3, and also off the bench, Grady McKittrick also has a 3-point shot here in the second period. Inbounds play for the Cavemen in the backcourt, halfway between the end line and the timeline. Jesse makes the pass into DeShane, and DeShane puts the ball on the floor. Comes down, crosses the timeline, center court, up quickly to McKittrick. Out front then to Buschmeyer. Right-hand side then to Jesse. Jesse down low to Rosetta's back into the contest right now. Rosetta kicks the ball left-hand side. McKittrick again for 3. This one's just off, no good. Rebound, Jesse puts it back up and in. And Jesse gets his first 2, cleaning up around the bucket. It's 28-22. Grants pass by 6. Yoder gets the ball down low, kicks it back out to Saunders. Saunders between the circles, being guarded by Jesse. Bullet pass down low to Thurman. Thurman gets in the paint, kicks the ball out to Yoder. Yoder for 3, hits the back of the iron, off, no good. And a whistle before the rebound came down. It's a foul called. Number 40, Cameron Perry for the Axe, picks up his first foul this period on anybody. So the Cavemen get the ball back to Shane. Got the ball into Buschmeyer, and then right back to DeShane into the forecourt now. DeShane top of the key to the free throw line, left-hand side in the corner. And again, McKittrick launches the 3. It's off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Jesse. Out front to Rosetta. Rosetta in the paint. Pushes one up and was blocked away cleanly, evidently. Long pass out to Thurman, right-hand side to number 40. That's Perry. He's the one who just committed the foul a minute ago. So it's 28-24 now. DeShane back on the attack for Grants Pass. Shovels left-hand side to Buschmeyer. Right-hand side to McKittrick on the wing. Out front then to DeShane. DeShane with the basketball, backs away from the defense. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Official says, let's see some action here. Ball goes left-hand side to Jesse. Way out on the wing, left-hand side. Buschmeyer steps out to take the pass. Back out front to McKittrick. Right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane looks down low. Tries to drive top of the key. Long one from Jesse. Rattles it in. Was halfway down the cylinder and climbed back out. We have seen that so many times. And a whistle stops the action. So DeShane will pick up the infraction in the rebounding action. His first of the basketball game. Substitutions coming back in for both sides. McLean is back on the floor. Morgan's back on the floor along with Rosetta, Jesse, and DeShane for Grants Pass. in the backcourt. The inbounds play goes to Thurman. Thurman into the forecourt quickly. Off to the right-hand side. Hands the ball off to Perry. Perry comes down the paint. Shot is up. Off no good. Rebound cleared by Rosetta. Rosetta outlet to McLean. Left-hand side. And Gavin brings the ball down on the sideline. Crosses to center court now. Inside the forecourt. Hands it off to DeShane. Back to McLean on the wing. Then down low to Morgan. Back out front to DeShane. Top of the key. 4-3. Hits the back of the iron and off. No good. Rebound pops into the hands of Saunders. Outlet comes to Bryant. Bryant on the loses the basketball, but it's picked up and given to Thurman, who drives across the baseline. I'm surprised he didn't step out. Maybe he did. Yes, the official says he did. So Jesse will make the inbounds play. He's got DeShane in the backcourt and Bryant back there to keep everybody honest along with Hawes. So DeShane brings the ball down the right-hand side, crosses into the right front court, top of the key, gets a little pick from Morgan that goes right-hand side to Rosetta on the wing. Rosetta goes to the baseline and comes right back out to the wing. Morgan's posted high. Then he drops down low. Rosetta looking for him and rolls the ball down to one of the axemen picked up by Bryant. Bryant shovels left-hand side quickly to Thomas. Thomas gives the ball back out to Bryant. Bryant head fakes, drives to the free throw line, stops there, kicks the ball in the corner. Right-hand side, Hawes launches the three. That's off, no good. Morgan rebounds for Grant's pass, gives it right back to McLean, and it's 28-24. Grant's pass by four. Ball out front to DeShane. DeShane, left front court, calls a play here. 2 minutes to play in the first half. So DeShane slides down to the wing, left-hand side, back out front to Jesse. Jesse looking down low and finds Rosetta. Got free on the baseline, goes up with a shot, no good, but he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. He'll get a couple. And he's about a 50% free throw shooter. Foul called on Thomas. So for the free throw line is Rosetta. I said 50%. He's 66.6% free throw shooter. 12 of 18 this season. Getting more opportunities all the time. Shot is up and good. So he's got 3 points tonight. One more shot coming from the charity stripe. So for the Cavemen, it's DeShane, Jesse, McLean, Rosetta, and Morgan. Several dribbles for Rosetta this time. Ready? Rattled in and out. Wouldn't go. 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Here comes Bryant for the axe. Left-hand side gives the ball up quickly to Hawes. Back out to Bryant, top of the key. Bryant head fakes. He's cat quick. Gives the ball out left-hand side quickly to 33, to Chappiani. Back right-hand side in the baseline to Hawes. 10-footer from the baseline. Rolls in and out. Won't go. Rebound. Jesse gets the ball back inbounds. Flips it into McLean, right back to DeShane. DeShane walks it down slowly. Crosses the timeline. Pace picks up. Ball goes left-hand side to Rosetta. Bullet pass down low to McLean. And McLean hit pretty hard, went up to try to get it up and down, but was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. So Bryant will pick up his first infraction of the night. And going to the free throw line, Gavin McLean. 2-for-3 so far, 10 points in the first quarter. Still looking for his first second quarter points. Maybe he'll find them here at the charity stripe. And the shot is up, off, no good. Saunders checks back in, Bushmeyer checks in, and Rosetta gets a little breather. So does DeShane. No, DeShane just comes over to get some instructions from Coach Jesse. One more shot coming for McLean. Three dribbles, a spinning drop, picks the ball back up, and just as he's about to shoot, a whistle. The lane violation on the Cavemen, and it cost him. I'm not sure the lane violation. The officials are having a conversation among themselves right now, but the ball goes still back to the Axe, down by three, 29-26 with a minute 16 to play. And now substitutions for both teams. Brorman checks in for Grant Spash. Bushmeyer sits down. All right, inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Saunders, and Saunders saunters down between the circles. Goes right-hand side quickly to Hawes. Back quickly. Shot is up and off. No good. Foul underneath. Go against the Cavemen. Let's see who. Brorman. Brorman will pick up his first. So he comes off the bench, at least gets a mark next to his name. 29-26. Gorman's been a staple on the JV team. He's a junior, but he makes things happen out on the floor, and I'm sure that's what we're looking for now. At the free throw line right now is 30, Levi Hawes. Shot is up and off the front of the iron, no good. Hawes did not shoot a free throw the first time we saw, so we don't know what kind of free throw shooter he is. McKittrick checks in, and Gorman sits back down. One more shot coming for Hawes. Takes his time. Deep knee bend. Shot is up and good. He's got 5 points in the basketball game. And it's a two-point game. 29-27. Grant's pass with a two-point margin. Into the forecourt. Now Deshane with the basketball. Bounce pass high post to Jesse. Jesse looks left-hand side. McLean on the wing. Down low then to Morgan. Morgan draws a double team as the ball slapped away. And their seat came off of Morgan's hands. It'll be Axe ball inbounds from the far corner. Brorman checks right back in, and McKittrick sits down. A lot of coaching being done by head coach Jesse down there. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes quickly to Bryant. Deshane comes after him. 49 seconds here. Ball comes right-hand side for the Axe. On the attack. Saunders sets a pick. Yoder tries to drive by. Back out to Saunders on the wing. Saunders shoots the three. Just off. No good. Long rebound. Kicked back out. Left-hand side to Bryant. Bryant on the wing. Looks for a cutter. Can't find anyone. Looking for a pick. Didn't get it. Tries to drive by McLean. McLean lost some footing. Long rebound is put back up and in by Hawes. So Hawes with 7 points. We're tied at 29 with less than 20 seconds on the clock. 17. Jesse walking the ball down for Grant's pass. We'll look for that last shot. Comes to McLean right now between the circles, left-hand side. Back out front, top of the key to Deshane. Head fakes to the left-hand side. Gets the ball back to McLean. 3 seconds. Better take a shot. Now he elevates. Shot is up and off at the buzzer. So at the end of two, we are tied still at 29. We'll be back with more right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at diamondhi.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone, at the half. We are tied at 29 at the end of the first period. We were tied at 17, so it's a dead even heat right now. Once again, 12 points in the second period for each team, 17 points in the first period for each team. Grant's pass scoring came on 11 field goals, 3 three-pointers. They were 4 of 7 from the free throw line. That's just over 57%, and were whistled for 5 fouls compared to 6 fouls for the Axe. Axe scoring came on 12 field goals, 1 three-pointer. They were 2 for 3 from the free throw line. That's 66.6%. Grant's pass was out, rebounded by three in the first half, 15-5. In terms of floor percentage, the Cavemen are 11-27. That's 40.7% from the floor. That's not bad at the high school level. However, your opponent shot 13-28, and that's almost 45% from the floor. That's even better. In terms of turnovers, a little edge goes once again to the South Eugene Axe. It's 5-3. We'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Individual scoring for the South Eugene Axe in the first period. Coming off the bench, Cameron Perry, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. In a starting role, Calvin Yoder has 5 points on 2 field goals, 1-for-1 shooting at the free throw line, all in the first period. Let's see. On the starting role, let's see, James Thomas came off the bench and just picked up a single foul. Cohen Thurman also just a single foul in a starting role. He'll work the point most of the night. Levi Hawes, 3 field goals, 1-for-2 shooting from the free throw line. He's got 7 points and no fouls. And Trey Saunders, 2 twos, just 4 points and no fouls. And Landon Bryant's been their go-to guy so far in the first half with 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer. He has 9 points and a single foul in the basketball game. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, coming off the bench, Grady McKittrick, 1 3-point field goal, no fouls. Coming off the bench, James Bushmeyer, 1 3-point field goal, no fouls. John Borman came in, got a foul, picked up 1 foul. Zach Deshane picked up a single foul coming off the bench. In a starting role, Jordan Rosetta has 3 points on a 2-point field goal and 1-for-2 shooting at the free throw line. Jaden Jesse, 1 2-point field goal, 2 points, no fouls. Peyton Bruner, 3 points on a 2 and 1-for-1 shooting from the free throw line. He has 2 fouls. Luke Morgan has 5 points on 2 field goals, a 2 and a 3. And the leading scorer for Grants Pass with 10 in the first half is Gavin McLean, who is at 4 field goals and has 2 of 4 shooting from the free throw line. All those points coming in the first period. Count them all up. It is 29-29 right now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic, specializing in neurological stress, trauma, including concussion and motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms and then treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine. They're on the Williams Highway. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in the first pregame, you certainly heard that the Cavemen were really counting on getting some points in the paint with the big men, Morgan, Bruner, and Rosetta. Of course, the Axe knew that the Cavemen were looking at that. That's where most of the scoring came when we were playing in Eugene. and they have effectively taken that away in the first half of the Grants Pass Cavemen. So we'll see if the Cavemen can't reestablish that. Bruner and Rosetta essentially ineffective in the paint right now. Rosetta's been there, but his shots haven't been going. So they're certainly contesting that. And anytime Morgan touches the basketball, he draws a double or triple team down under. So the Cavemen have got to figure out a way to get around that. Some of that, the Cavemen have stayed close on the scoring of McLean. And there's 6 points coming off the bench from Bushmeyer and McKittrick. So that's what the Cavemen are looking at right now. Is there a way to get around it? We'll talk about that when we come back right after this from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back, everyone. With a tight zone and the collapse on any of the big men that get close to the bucket that the Axe are performing right now, the way to get around that is with some outside shooting, and that's the Achilles heel for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Now, McLean is their best outside shooter. I say their best outside shooter. He's had the most success on the season. He has 27 threes throughout 20 games so far this season. So look for him to continue to fire. Jesse can hit the three also. And already McKittrick and Bushmeyer have proven that they can hit the three, and they are not shy about putting it up. Can the Cavemen do that enough to loosen up on the inside? We'll see. Last minute of play on the warm-up clock right now. We'll be back with the second half right after this word from our good friend. Well, right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Third quarter brought to you by Evergreen Federal Bank. They've been serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years. They're commuter-minded. They invest in projects that benefit schools and the local nonprofits. Choose a bank that's different. Choose Evergreen Federal Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. And the Cavemen send out McLean, Jesse, Morgan, Bruner, and Rosetta. So the Cavemen going big again. All three of the big guys on the floor. McLean puts the ball in play in the backcourt to Jesse, and Jesse crosses the timeline right at center court against that zone defense. 1-3-1 shaped up right now. Jesse on the wing right-hand side, left-hand side then to Bruner. Bruner looks down low, back out front to McLean. Top of the key, left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner looks down low, lobs it right-hand side. Horrible pass. Even Morgan couldn't get up high enough to pull that one down. Turns the ball over to the Axe. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Hawes, then right back to Thurman. Thurman, right-hand side, gives the ball off to Saunders, top of the key. Left-hand side quickly to set Yoder. Yoder drives the free throw line, puts his shoulder down, spins, drives on Rosetta, goes up with a shot that's blocked out of bounds by the Cavemen. As Rosetta was there, Bruner was both there to contest it. It'll be Axe ball inbounds in the inline as the Axe put a box around the key. They break out of that real quickly as Thurman makes the inbounds play. Shuffle already going on. Left-hand side, the ball goes to Bryant. Bryant takes a step out front. Finds Hawes. Hawes drives, finds a lane, goes up in the air. Rebound comes down to Rosetta. Rosetta puts the ball on the floor, drops it off to Jesse. Jesse walks the ball down now. Comes up at the timeline. Bryant picks him up there. Ball comes left-hand side to Bruner. Left front court, back out front quick to Jesse. Right-hand side again to McLean. McLean on the alley-oop, and another horrible pass was so high even Bruner couldn't get up to get it. Good idea. No execution. 29-29 still. We're a minute into the third period here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, home of the Grants Pass Caveman basketball team right now. Bryant for the axe, drives across the top of the key, hands the ball off to Saunders. Saunders for three at the top of the key, back of the iron, off, no good. Long rebound to Thurman, comes down and into one of the Cavemen, and so that will go against Grants Pass. So Rosetta will pick up that infraction. That's his second of the basketball game. Inbounds play from the inline again coming from Thurman as they break out of that box around the key quickly. Bounce pass inside quickly. Yoder goes up with a shot that's no good. Hawes gets the rebound, puts it back up and in. So Hawes gets his fourth field goal. He's got 9 points in the basketball game, and the Cavemen trail by 2, 31-29. Jesse has the basketball for the Cavemen. Ball right-hand side to Bruner, high post to Morgan. Morgan at the free throw line had room, was surprised. He launches the ball left-hand side, though, to McLean, who tries for the three. No good. Rebound, Bruner. Ed Fakes goes up with a shot. No good. And Rosetta going to be called for going over the back of, I believe, Yoder. That's the call. So Rosetta will pick up his third, second in this period. And that quickly, Deshane is up and into the basketball game, and Rosetta sits down. 31-29, 6:27 to play. Third period action. Inbounds play in the backcourt, uncontested by Grants Pass. And Bryant brings the ball down for the axe. Crosses the timeline at center court. Slides to the side, right-hand side on the wing. Still moving with the basketball. Gives the ball left-hand side to Yoder. Yoder with the basketball. That's Hawes. Hawes drives, floats one up from 4 feet. It's good. And Hawes picks up his 11th point of the basketball game. And the Cavemen down by 4, 33-29. Looking for an answer here as Jesse brings the ball across the timeline out front, still against that zone defense. Out front, ball comes right-hand side on the post to Bruner. Bruner head fakes, drives by Hawes, fade away, four-footer, won't go. Rebound still being contested, but controlled by the axe. Saunders brings it down the left-hand side on the run. Long striding, smooth-looking athlete. Gives the ball up to Hawes, long shot, no good. Rebound to Bryant. Bryant kicks the ball in the corner, left-hand side. Shot is up for three, and this one's no good. Long rebound comes out front, taken down by Bruner. Bruner out in front of everybody, goes all the way. Tried for the stuff and missed it. Rebound taken down by Saunders. Outlet comes to Thurman as the pace has picked up. Right-hand side to Yoder, off no good. Rebound this time to Morgan. Morgan hands the ball back to McLean, back to Deshane, and now we'll slow the action down, control the tempo. Grants Pass down by four, 33-29. Deshane across the timeline with the shot clock running. High post by Morgan. Bruner on the wing, left-hand side. Deshane across the top of the key, right-hand side to McLean. McLean backs away. Thurman comes after him, gets a post, gets a pick from Morgan, hands it to Morgan, and Morgan fires from the three-point line, and it's off no good. Rebound into the hands of the axe. Ball comes down to Bryant. Bryant into the forecourt quickly for the mid in purple, right-hand side, then cuts back to the left, drops the ball right back to Saunders, and he'll launch a three from the right-hand side, and it's good. First three of the night for Saunders. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. Timeout taken by the Grants Pass Cavemen, 36-29. The score. We'll be right back after this, 30-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. 29-36. Grants Pass down quickly by 7 here, about halfway through the third period. After the game being tied all the way through the first period and right at the half. 17 in the first period, 29 at the half. Now it's 36-29. Grants Pass still looking for a score in the third period. As the Axe have really dictated the tempo here in this third period and has thrown Grants Pass off just a little bit. I'm sure that's why this timeout was called. Cavemen want to get a handle on it. And the Cavemen send out again McLean, Morgan, Deshane, Bruner, and Jesse. ...51-34 in the fourth quarter for the girls game going on in South Eugene. And Lady Cavers leading that one. On the drive, here comes the chain for Grant's Pass. Top of the key. Brunner cuts down low from the high post. Backhanded layup is up and good for Brunner. And Brunner gets his fifth point of the basketball game, 31-36. Ball right-hand side to Bryant. Down low on the baseline. Saunders fades away, five-footer. It's up and good. Saunders is just one of those incredible athletes. 9 points so far in the basketball game. Lead pass up right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane, wing right-hand side, feeds it high post. Again, overthrown to Morgan. Bryant rebounds, takes it all the way, shoots off, no good. Foul called underneath. Bryant will go to the free throw line. So the foul will be called on McLean. That'll be his first of the basketball game. And that's the third on the Grants Pass game in here in this period. 4:01 to play at the free throw line right now is Landon Bryant. His first trip to the free throw line. Shot is up. And good. So another lane violation, this time against the Ags. So that second shot was no good. DeShane into the forecourt for Grant's Pass. Goes quickly to Jesse, right-hand side on the wing. And away from the basketball. I think Morgan battling with somebody has probably drawn a foul. Let's see. Oh, no, it was on the Ags. Austin Kachopi picks up his first infraction of the basketball game. He's a 6'2 senior. So that'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds. I was going to say from the end line, McLean was out of bounds waiting to make a play, but then Jesse stepped out on the sideline, but it's going to be McLean bringing it in from the end line as the Cavemen put that little picket fence along the baseline and way out front. Ball comes right hand side to DeShane, into Brunner, back out front, top of the key to Jesse, to the free throw line, spins, loses the ball on the spin, picked up by Thurman. Thurman comes back, it's a 3-on-2, off to Saunders. Saunders lays it up and in. So Saunders gets his fifth field goal. He's got 11 points in the basketball game, and it's a 10-point margin. The Cavemen need to make up 41-31. Ball right hand side to DeShane, and he'll launch the three. That's good, and DeShane hits the mark from beyond the arc. Long pass up the left-hand side to Saunders. Saunders drives, goes up with a shot, and clean basket? No. Didn't come down. On the drive, it's DeShane bringing the ball down for Grant's Pass quickly. Back out front to Brunner. On the wing, right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane pump, wanted the three, did not pull the trigger, though. Bounce pass down low this time to Morgan. Morgan cross-court to nobody. I think he was looking for Jesse in the far corner, but Jesse had already made the cut to be underneath the basket, and the ball went over his head, and Morgan comes out of the basketball game as Rosetta returns. Bryant brings the ball down now for the X, goes left-hand side to Thurman. Thurman out front against DeShane, right-hand side to Bryant again. Bryant left-hand side to DeShane in the corner. Then Saunders for three, and he nails it again. So Saunders will get his second three of the night. He's got 14 points in the contest. And it's 34-44. DeShane left-hand side of the free throw line. Has room in the paint. Shot is up and off. No good. Missed the layup. And a foul called. And Rosetta will just pick up his fourth. 10-point differential right now. 44-34. The Cavemen trail by that margin. 2:35 to play here in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Thurman left-hand side quickly to Bryant. Bryant back out to Thurman. Thurman puts the ball on the floor, takes a step in, goes right-hand side, and a whistle stops the action. Ball went out of bounds, I believe. Did Jesse slap it away? May have. And inbounds play coming from the sideline, just in front of the scorer's table. Came to Hawes. Hawes hard at the glass. Off won't go. Rebound fought and finally controlled by Gioppi. Loose basketball stripped by Brunner. Outlet comes to McLean. McLean comes down 1-on-2. Into the paint. Floats one up. That is good. And McLean gets his first 2 points here in the second half. He's got 12 in the basketball game. 36-44. Grants Pass still trailing. Bounce pass right hand side to Thurman. Hawes cutting from the top of the key. Down low. Puts it up and in. So Hawes has 13 in the contest, and it's still a 10-point game, 46-36. DeShane brings the ball down for Grants Pass. Crosses right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse on the wing, back out front quickly to Brunner. Left-hand side to McLean. He drives and lays one up. And McLean picks up his 14th point in the basketball game, 46-38. Quickly, Bryan into the forecourt. Backs away from McLean's defense. Slides to the left-hand side, looks around. Trying to find somebody down low. Goes to Hawes at the post. Bounce pass down left-hand side. Lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be Axe basketball. Buschmeyer going to check in for Grants Pass, and Morgan's going to get a little breather. 46-38. And South Eugene wants a timeout. A look at the scoreboard. They lead it right now by 8, 46-38. A minute 25 to play in the third. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
46-38, a minute 25 left to play here in the third period. The Cavemen trying to make up that deficit right now. When play is resumed, it'll be Axe ball inbounds from the end line. That's the north end of the court here. They've already got a box set up around the key as the Cavemen send out Jesse Bruner, DeShane, McLean, and Buschmeyer. Thurman makes the inbounds play, and he's going to go left-hand side in the corner. To Hawes. Oh, no, it's Bryant. Bryant kicks the ball right-hand side. Stolen away, though, by McLean. McLean outlet to Jesse. Lead pass up quickly to DeShane, and the Cavemen reset. Minute 15. The Cavemen looking for a shot here. They'll go right-hand side to Jesse. Out front top of the key to Buschmeyer. To McLean, left-hand side. Looking down low for Bruner. Out front top of the key, and DeShane launches the three that misses everything and goes out of bounds. 1:03 on the clock, 46-38. The score, Grants Pass on the short end of this one at this stage of the basketball game. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Axe goes to Bryant into the forecourt, left-hand side quickly. Cavemen showing a man-to-man defense right now. Bryant tries to drive by, goes left-hand side to Thurman. He'll launch a three from the corner that's good, and that's his first points of the basketball game. 49-38, 44 seconds left. On the drive, Jesse down the left-hand side spins into the paint. Flips the ball, lost the ball on the spin again. Thurman gets the ball out front, and DeShane makes a steal. Lead pass up this time to Jesse. Jesse hard to the glass, goes for the stuff, and this time he gets his second field goal. He's got 4 points, and it's 49-40. 25 seconds left here in the period. Ball out front to Saunders. Right-hand side again to Thurman. He'll launch a three. This one's off, no good. Ball falls into the hands of McLean. McLean turns, walks the ball down a little bit. Flips the ball ahead to Jesse. Jesse on the left front court now. 10 seconds left here in the period. Jesse to the free throw line. Kicks the ball out front to Bruner. Bruner steps behind the arc. Launches a three that is just off. No good. Picked up by Thurman. Checks the scoreboard and doesn't get a shot off at the buzzer. At the end of three periods of play, the Cavemen trail by 9, 49-40. We'll be back with the third period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at diamondhi.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Fourth quarter brought to you by Abby's Pizza, home of great pizza on Beacon Drive and on the Williams Highway. Call Abby's at 541-476-2133. Tell them you want their special pizza right now, the big one, and get it for a great price, and they'll probably have it to you by the end of this basketball game so you can go home and enjoy great pizza from Abby's. That's what we do. 49-40 the score here, and the Axe will put the ball in play to begin the fourth period. And Thurman will make the inbounds play into the backcourt to Bryant. Bryant brings the ball down. DeShane with him, shoulder to shoulder, to the left-hand side on the wing. Still keeps the dribble alive, comes back across the top of the key, stops there, goes right-hand side to Haas. Deflected, though, a bit by Bruner. Controlled, though, by Haas. Haas drives the left-hand side. Rosetta picks it up and goes with him all the way to the bucket. And a jump ball call as Rosetta blocked that ball up. And on the alternate possession rule, this should go back to Grant's pass. It does. 49-40. Grant's pass with the basketball now in the hands of Jesse in the backcourt. Gets the ball inbound, though, to DeShane. And DeShane walks it down. 7 minutes and 38 seconds left for the Cavemen to overcome a 9-point deficit. DeShane into the forecourt. Feeds the ball up front quickly to McKittrick. Out between the circles, about 4 feet out front of the top of the key. Right-hand side to Bruner. Head fakes, drives, penetrates, gets to the paint, kicks it back out to McKittrick. Left-hand side to DeShane, then to Jesse. Jesse down low, looks for help. Out front, free throw line to Rosetta. Rosetta comes down the paint, floats one up off glass, and draws a foul. I think he'll go to the free throw line. Let's check it. Foul called on Bryant. That'll be his second of the basketball game. And it's just going to be an inbounds play for the Cavemen. Duchette will make the inbounds play as the Cavemen once again put that picket line across the fence, breaking out of that quickly. Rosetta gets the inbounds play, hands it off to Rosetta, right-hand side. Shot is up by Jesse for three, and it's good. And Jesse finds three. He's got seven in the basketball game. It's his average and better on the drive. Thurman for the Axe. Fadeaway, eight-footer off, no good. Rebound control by Rosetta this time. Outlet comes right back to DeShane. DeShane walks it down. And head coach Jesse flapping his wings. Ball top of the key right now. Left-hand side quickly to Jesse. Inside the paint to Rosetta. Rosetta tries to go to the bucket. Whistle stops the action. Foul called. And this one will be against number 40, Perry. That'll be his second of the basketball game. And going to the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta, 1-for-2 so far tonight. 3 points in the basketball game so far. Shot is up. Rattled it home. 2-of-3, that's his fourth point. And makes the margin 5, 49-44. 6:39 to play. Two dribbles. Now two more. One more. Takes a long time at the free throw line. Focuses right. Shot is up and good. 3-for-4 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points, and it's a four-point game. 49-45. Here come the Axe. Bryant with the basketball. Slides to the right-hand side. Keeps the dribble alive. Looks to penetrate. Kicks the ball left-hand side on the corner. Man attacks along the baseline and lays one up and in, and that's Haas. Haas picks up his 15th point in the basketball game, and it's six-point game, 51-45. DeShane for Grant's pass. Goes to McKittrick, left-hand side on the wing. McKittrick wanted the three, didn't pull the trigger. Out front to Bruner, left-hand side to McKittrick. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Rosetta muscles one up, and Rosetta finds two underneath the basket. So Redder gets his second field goal. He's got 7 points in the contest now. Here comes Barra Bryant. Drives, spins in the paint. Little kind of hook shot, rattles it home. And Bryant gets his 13th point in the contest, 53-47. DeShane out front with the basketball. Goes to left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse out front to McKittrick. McKittrick between the circles now slides left-hand side. Stops. Tried to lob the ball inside to Rosetta. It was deflected, picked up by Bryant for the Axe. Goes to the right-hand side and feeds Haas. So Haas gets the field goal, lays it up and in. He's got 17 in the contest, and it's 55-47. Again, ball back out front to Jesse. Jesse sees a lane, comes down the paint, floats one up, and didn't go in. He did draw the foul. He'll go to the free throw line, shooting a couple. Yoder will pick up the infraction. I have that as his first. Jesse goes to the free throw line. A 58% free throw shooter on the season. Usually a pretty good shooter. Rattle it in and out. That seems to be what's happening for the Cavemen. Morgan checks in, and Bruner sits down. 5:19 to play. One more shot for Jesse. Shot is up and off. No good. Saunders with the rebound. Brings it all the way down the floor into the paint. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Hawes. Corner right-hand side then to Yoder. Yoder drives, stops, kicks the ball out front then. Left-hand side to Chiope. On the wing then to Saunders. Saunders to the top of the key. Then backs away. Hands the ball off to Hawes. Right inside to Chiope. On the cut, Thurman lays one up and in. And Thurman gets his second field goal. He's got five. 4:53 on the clock. It's a 10-point game again, 57-47. Into the forecourt comes DeShane. DeShane head fakes, feeds it high post quickly to Morgan. Morgan back out to DeShane. DeShane left-hand side to McKittrick. Pumps once and away from the basketball. People jockeying for position. Created a foul. This one's against the Axe. So Kajopi will pick up his second of the basketball game. Bruner checks in for Grants Pass. McLean is in. So we've got Bruner in along with Morgan, Rosetta, and McLean. DeShane out front then to Rosetta. Rosetta left-hand side to DeShane. Bounce pass into Morgan in the paint. Muscles one up, goes up with a shot. He was fouled, I believe, by Saunders. Saunders really had him tied up. That's the call. So Saunders will pick up his first infraction of the basketball game. And going to the free throw line is Luke Morgan. Not the best free throw shooter on the team, but can get hot and streaky and hit several in a row. Could do that tonight. Two dribbles, spins the ball. Deep knee bend, shot is up. Off the front of the iron, no good. Morgan with 5 points so far in the basketball game. Again, two dribbles. Deep knee bend, shot is up. This one's good. One for two. That's his 6th point in the contest. And Hawes brings the ball down, goes to Thurman, right-hand side. Thurman, top of the key for the Axe, left-hand side. And timeout has been called by the Axe. 4:21 to play, 48-57. Grants Pass trails by 9. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us. 57-48, the score here, as we get ready to move on to the final 4 minutes of this contest. 4.5 minutes, a 4:21 showing on the clock right now. When play is resumed, it'll be Axe ball inbounds from the sidelines. The west side here at Heater Newman Gym, and Oz will make the inbounds plays. Again, they'll put a box around the key. They'll break out of that. Bryant cuts into the backcourt, but the ball comes inside quickly. Is that Yoder? Yoder back to Bryant, left-hand side. Can't penetrate a Grants Pass defense. Still moving the ball out front quickly. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Again, drives, drops the ball off to Hawes at the free throw line. Hawes looks for help, comes right-hand side. Man goes to the baseline there, kicks the ball right back to Hawes. Hawes on the wing, comes to the free throw line. Off quickly to number 40, that's Perry. Perry gives the ball back to Saunders, and Saunders launches for three. This one's off, no good. Long rebound finally rolls over to McLean. McLean through traffic. It's 2-on-3. McLean waits for help and goes right-hand side in the corner, then quickly to Bruner. Bruner for three, all alone. Shot is up. Off, and hits the guy wire on the back. It's dead ball and goes right back to the Axe. Jesse checks in, and DeShane gets a breather. 3:40 on the clock. Head into the backcourt, Bryant with the basketball. Brings the ball across the timeline. out front. Working against McLean. Bryant still moving with the basketball. Has room. Sees a lane. Kicks the ball left-hand side. The Chiappe shot is up off the back of the iron. No good. High for the rebound. Once again, it goes to the axe and finally into the hands of McLean. And McLean brings the ball back on the run. This one's 4-on-3. McLean bounce pass right-hand side to Morgan. Morgan powers to the glass. Shot is up and good. So Morgan will pick up his third field goal. Has 8 points in the basketball game and a chance for another one. And the foul called on Chiappe. That'll be his third. So Morgan goes to the free throw line just with one more shot this time. Because the shot he made was good when he was fouled. Deep knee bend, shot is up. And good for Morgan. 2 of 3 tonight. That's his 9th point in the basketball game. Timeout, Grants Pass. Caveman trailed by 6, 57-51. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
No lack of spirit here at Heater Newman Gym for the Cavemen. The band struck up the fight song, and the student body all came to their feet and clapped along, trying to spur their champions to a victory here. Overcome a 6-point deficit with 3 minutes. Plenty of time to do that. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Axe comes to Bryant, uncontested. Bryant crosses the timeline, right front court. McLean comes after him. Bryant slides down to the wing, back out front to Chiappe. Left-hand side in the corner, then to Perry. Back out front to Hawes. Hawes gets in the paint, elevates. 8-footers on the way, off, no good. Gets his own rebound back, puts it up, no good. He was fouled. Morgan and Bruner both there. Let's see who gets it. Morgan. So Morgan will pick up his first of the night, going to the free throw line. Is number 30, Levi Hawes, 1 for 2 so far with 17 points in tonight's contest. Takes his time to set. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Rattled it in and out. So Hawes, 1 for 3 from the charity stripe so far, and one more shot. That's a student body throwing up some catcalls. Shot is up and good. 2 of 4, so he gets 1 of 2 there. It's 58-51. Grants Pass down by 7. Jesse with the basketball. Brings it up to the timeline at the 2:45 mark. Drives to the left-hand side. Stops on the wing. Looks for a post. Comes out front then to McLean. McLean right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick back out front to McLean. McLean puts the ball on the floor, goes to the free throw line, hands it right back to Jesse. Jesse keeps the dribble alive, goes to the free throw line, and down low then to Morgan. Morgan fighting away 4-footer, and they say a pushing foul underneath. It was Morgan who was pushed. And the foul called on Bryant. That'll be his third. And Morgan goes to the free throw line. Evidently, in the act of shooting. I thought it was before the shot, but Morgan 2 for 3 so far tonight. Deep knee bend, shot is up, hits the front of the iron and off, 2 for 4. Gets some encouragement from his teammates, stands back in, has 9 points in the contest. Shot is up and good. 3 for 5 for Luke from the free throw line. Has 10 points in the contest. Thurman back for the Axe now between the circles. Loses the dribble on the wing. Right-hand side goes in the corner to Yoder. Yoder back out front then to Bryant. Bryant head fakes, tries to get in the paint. Can't do it. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Thurman. Thurman, bullet pass inside, deflected out of bounds by the Caveman. I believe Jesse got a hand on it, slapped it out of way. DeShane checks in, and McKittrick comes out. Six-point game, 58-52. 2 minutes and 5 seconds left to play. Inbounds play for the Axe from the inline. Their end of the floor. Gives the ball to Bryant. Comes back out on the wing. Moves with the basketball. He's cat quick. Comes right-hand side to Yoder. Yoder with the basketball. Way out right front court. Drives by Morgan. Morgan takes him right to the baseline. Leads in on him a little bit and draws the foul. So Morgan will pick up the infraction. That'll be his second team foul on the Grants Pass Caveman. Inbounds play quickly. Oh, caught the Grants Pass Caveman sleeping. And Yoder just puts it back in. He's got six in the contest, and it's an 8-point game, 60-52. Ball left-hand side to McLean. McLean drives and gets in the paint, and they're going to call offensive foul on McLean. So McLean will pick up his second, third team foul on the Caveman. A minute 43 left to play. Grants Pass down by eight. The Axe have the basketball. Full court pressure by the Caveman right now. Everybody's in the backcourt. Ball comes up quickly to Yoder. Back to Bryant. Bryant bothered by DeShane. Morgan's there to help. Drives by everybody. Kicks the ball left-hand side. Back out front now to Thurman. Thurman between the circles. Moves left-hand side and a foul called on DeShane. So DeShane will pick up the infraction. That'll be his second of the basketball game and the fourth team foul on Grant's Pass. Inbounds play from the sidelines, about 10 feet down from the timeline. Morgan gets a little breather. And the inbounds play comes out front to Hawes. Hawes drives to the lane, kicks back out to the wing, right-hand side. They'll be in no hurry now. Ball back out front to Bryant. Put the ball on his hip for a second. McLean right after him. Puts the ball on the floor now, and McLean going to be called for the foul for reaching in. He had his back to the official. That'll be the third on McLean. So a minute 19 to play. Still that 8-point game, 60-52. At the free throw line for two shots now. Everybody's shooting two because of the foul situation. Bryant will stand in. Shot is up and good. So he has 13 points in the contest right now. He's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Actually had a lane violation that cost him a free throw. This one's up and good also. So 14 points to the young man, and it's a 10-point game, 62-52. DeShane slides left-hand side, goes in the corner. 4-3 from the corner. It's Rosetta. It's off. No good. Rebound to Landon. Or Bryant. It's Landon Bryant. Back up quickly to Hawes. Hawes across the timeline to Saunders, right-hand side. A minute to play and a foul called probably on McLean. We'll see. So McLean will pick up his fourth. And going to the free throw line is Trey Saunders. Recall, he was 5 for 5 in the fourth quarter on his home floor. Shot is up. Good. That's his 15th point in tonight's contest. He's one of those athletes that just terribly smooth anything he does. Misses this one, so he's not perfect in the fourth quarter. Quickly on the rebound around the right-hand side. McLean launches a three on the right-hand side and nails it. And Morgan, or McLean, picks up his 17th point in the basketball game. Timeout taken by the Caveman. A look at the scoreboard with 51.9 seconds left to play. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
The much-anticipated Wipeout Hunger event is back. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter, and 10 ounces or more of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we'll exchange that for a pair of wiper blades installed on your car valued up to $35. This is a great deal for you and the hungry of Southern Oregon. Wipeout Hunger runs from January 15th until February 16th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you and wipe out hunger.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back. Grants Pass down by 8, 63-55, with about 52 seconds left to play in the contest. Axe ball inbounds from the inline, far into the floor. Bryant will make the inbounds play. Comes into Thurman. Thurman turns his and is mugged by McLean. McLean will sit down now. So McLean will sit down with 49 seconds left. That's his second time fouling out this season. The official just gave him the bad news. Knee? Was that five?
Yeah.
McLean is out. And McKittrick checks in. And at the free throw line, number one, Mr. Thurman. Shot is up, off the back of the yard, no good. Has 5 points, a three and a two so far. And one more shot coming. Shot is up, and he rattled this one home. Inbounds play quickly from Bruner up to Deshane. Deshane into the paint, spins, kicks the ball out quickly to McKittrick. Back to Deshane in the corner for three, and this one's just off, no good. Rosetta tried to go up high for the rebound, tapped it as it went out of bounds. 38.7 seconds left. 64-55, Grants Pass down by 9, and inbounds play in the backcourt against full court pressure. Comes down left-hand side to Yoder. Yoder gives the ball right back to Rosetta. Goes hard to the glass, puts it up and in. So Rosetta finds a free one there. That's his ninth point of the basketball game. The Cavemen take timeout. 33.4 seconds left. It is 64-57. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
33.4 seconds left. The Cavemen down by 7, 64-57. Plays resumed. It'll be Axe ball inbounds from the inline, far into the floor against full court pressure being applied by the Cavemen. Yeah, there's still time to. You never quit trying, and it's a possibility. It's close enough for that. Inbounds play comes quickly to Bryant. Bryant trapped in the backcourt, throws over everything up to Yoder, and Yoder fouled immediately by Deshane. So Deshane will pick up his third of the basketball game, and Yoder will go to the free throw line. Calvin Yoder, one for one from the free throw line, has 7 points in the basketball game tonight. He's a 6'5 sophomore. So we'll see more of him next year, too. 28 seconds left. Shot is up and rattled it in and out. One more shot coming from Yoder. Rosetta and Bruner down to rebound, and he buries this one, though. 2 of 3. That's his 8th point in the basketball game. Inbounds play quickly into the hands of Deshane, flying down the court. Top of the key, 25-footer on the way. Hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Rebound kept alive. Back up by McKittrick. He'll go, didn't get the shot, but he got fouled. And Yoder will pick up the foul. And going to the free throw line will be McKittrick. This is his first varsity trip to the free throw line this year. So McKittrick, shot is up and good. That's his 4th point tonight. And one more shot. It's up and buried them both. He's got 5 points in the basketball game. Bushmeyer checks in and McKittrick sits down. 19 seconds left. It's 65-59. Inbounds play from the in line. Again comes into Saunders. And Saunders fouled almost immediately by Jesse. So Jesse will pick up. That's his first, so he's got some to give. And Saunders goes to the free throw line where he's 1-for-2. So he is 6-for-7 from the free throw line in two games against Grants Pass so far, all in the fourth quarter. This one's up and out. No good. On the road next Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be at South Medford. Shot is up and good. 2-for-4 from the free throw line for Saunders. 16 points tonight. Jesse on the fly. 15 seconds left. Ball goes right-hand side quickly, and ball slapped away, and it'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sideline. DeShane comes over to make the play. 12 seconds left at 66-59. And DeShane looking for someone to go low. Gets the ball right-hand side. Elevating and goes up with a shot. It's off. No good. He was fouled. And that's so McKittrick goes to the free throw line. 2-for-2 so far tonight. Has 5 points in the basketball game. Shot is up and good. That's his 6th point. Had 12 points against Sprague, so the young man's a shooter. Shot is up and good. 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 7 points tonight. Rosetta's in along with Bruner, DeShane, and Jesse. Final 8 seconds here. Shot is up and good. He had 3 opportunities. Shot from foul beyond the arc. He sits down now. Bushmeyer returns. Axe ball inbounds from the inline. Hawes will make the play. Bryant's in the backcourt along with Saunders. And they'll go to Saunders, back quickly to Hawes. And Hawes almost tackled by DeShane. So Hawes will go to the free throw line. DeShane will get the foul. That'll be his 4th. So Hawes at the charity stripe, 2-of-4 so far tonight. 18 points in the basketball game this evening so far. Takes his time. Shot is up and good. 3-of-5. And Bushmeyer comes back in, and McKittrick is back in. It's been an offensive-defensive substitution by head coach Jesse, and one more shot coming for Hawes. Up and good. 4-of-6. 7 seconds left. Inbounds play quickly to Bruner. Back over to Rosetta. Left-hand side by DeShane. Launches a 3 that is off. No good. Bryant grabs it at the buzzer. Final score is 68-62. The Cavemen lose by 6. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Grants Pass loses. Now, each of these teams has four losses in conference, so we'll see how that shakes out when we get the rest of the scores. Check with us early tomorrow morning. Head Coach Jesse has joined us, and Coach, that was a tough one tonight. They took away your inside game all early.
Yep. Coach Solomon is a really smart coach. He's actually my favorite coach out of all the guys that I coach within our conference. He's smart, and he's just really nice. He's not egotistical, and he does a great job with his kids and make them play hard. And, you know, saw Grady McKittrick play quite a bit tonight because he's one of our best shooters in our program, and did a pretty good job overall. You know, our other players offensively just need to do a better job at the end of the day. I mean, some of them are afraid to shoot the ball when they're, you know, when we're telling them to shoot open shots. And, you know, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. If I were scouting us, I would do two things. I would press us because we don't handle pressure very well. And I would zone us and pack it in and not let Luke and Peyton get going in the key.
Well, that's basically what they did tonight, yep. No doubt. And not only that, they were in your passing lanes for a lot.
Yeah, they were in our passing lanes because our big guys wouldn't look at the right spots this evening. They were trying to do too much, and they didn't make an adjustment throughout the whole game, trying to tell them where the spots were. Jordan got a couple of nice baseline, got lucky a couple of times because they had sent their, you know, their guard from the baseline when he turned. Jordan was just actually a little bit quick to explode. And got a couple of good ones to go. Unfortunately, you know, Peyton and Luke had a really rough night tonight reading their defense and even trying to make the adjustment at halftime. They both still struggled just reading it a little bit. And, you know, that was kind of a little bit of the difference of the game. They turned the ball a couple of times or saw two or three guys a couple of times, and they got a little bit, you know, I think probably a little bit nervous to go to the rim. And then when they were open and the opportunities were there, they weren't really necessarily looking at it, unfortunately.
After they showed off your inside game, that led to an outside game. McLean seemed to respond. He had a pretty good night. And you mentioned McKittrick shooting.
Yeah. Gavin and Grady are guys that can hit those shots. James Bushmeyer hit one this evening. He's another guy that can hit him. I think James hit one, but you know, he only took maybe two shots, I think, this evening.
And yeah, came right off the bench and hit a three, and so did McKittrick.
And we needed those, quite frankly. I mean, we had control of the game at halftime. We thought that having Peyton back, you know, Peyton didn't play any of the second quarter, and we felt like we were in a pretty good spot going into the third quarter, having Peyton nice fresh legs and stuff. But we just had a tough time. You know, South Eugene, credit to their offense. Their defense, they did a pretty good job this evening understanding their coach's, their coach's game plan with trying to take Luke and Peyton and Jordan away. And, you know, when we don't have, you know, phenomenal shooting night, that's the type of stuff that can happen to us. And, you know, the last two games, Chuck, honestly, our defense has been not our typical style of defense. We've really struggled at allowing players to get downhill, and that's something we haven't allowed all season. If we got beat, it usually is because they made a good pass, not because they're playing one-on-one basketball up at the top of the key, unfortunately.
All right. Next Tuesday, South Medford on their floor. And if I could have picked anybody to have beaten in South Medford in conference this year, it would have been you because of the defense that you unleashed on them the first time you met it here at Hader Newman Gym. But with the sickness and Tyler McIntosh missing, how are you going to stack up against South Medford on Tuesday night?
I don't know, Chuck. You know,
we're trying to figure that one out.
We got to be ourselves. I mean, you can tell the last two games without Tyler McIntosh what type of a different team we are. I mean, we're a way different team without him, unfortunately. And, you know, I thought Grady did a good job at stepping up offensively. Thought Jordan did a good job offensively. Zach did a good job at bringing the ball up and getting us into the sets for the most part. After Trey hit a couple of shots, we put Jaden on Trey and changed the way he was playing defense and basically shut Trey down the third quarter. I don't think Trey scored more than once in the third and maybe once or twice in the fourth after, you know, we made an adjustment. But, I mean, the South Medford Panthers, best player in conference with Jackson Wieland, will be tough. You know, we have the things to do it. We have the size. You know, that's a little bit different than what South Eugene is. South Eugene doesn't have the size. They just have they're probably the fastest team in the conference. It allows them to, you know, play that inside-out game and be able to recover and all that type of stuff. So,
yeah, Saunders and Bryant are just so fluid.
Yes.
Quick, so
and Trey's a phenomenal kid. He's very respectful. He's a go-lucky, happy guy, and very good kid to compete against. He's a warrior. He's not a trash talker. Really, really, really good kid. I root for kids like that. Not when they're playing against us, obviously. But it wasn't really Trey that beat us. He got going for about 3-4 minutes. It was some of the other guys. Some of the big guys actually really took it to our big guys tonight. You know, they really stepped up and decided they were going to win the rebounds tonight, and that was the biggest difference.
They did, yeah.
And that's been the key all season. You know, my number one goal was our effort, attitude, and toughness, and my number two goal was to win rebounds, and obviously we didn't. We lost the game, Chuck.
All right. Coach, thank you very much for your time. I know it's always tough coming up after a tough loss against a heavy opponent right now. But,
yeah, no worries, Chuck.
We appreciate that, and have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Head Coach Joel Jesse, we'll be back after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Calling all DIY superheroes. This February, Diamond Home Improvement is your trusty sidekick for elevating your spaces. As the month of love unfolds, sweep your loved ones off their feet with a spa-like bathroom makeover or beautiful new flooring to dance on. Unleash your DIY powers and transform your home into a masterpiece that shines with love. Be the hero your home deserves. Visit Diamond Home Improvement or find it now at diamondhi.com for simple in-store pickup. Your DIY supplies are right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us here. Tonight's recap, we'll recap tonight's stats, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. The Grants Pass Cavemen tied the Eugene Axe in the first period, 17-17. Tied them in the second period to make the halftime score 29-29. Lost the third period by a score of 22-11 to make it 49-40. And then lost won the third period. 22-19. Final score 68-62. The final score in favor of the Eugene Axe. The Cavemen were out rebounded 32-21. In terms of floor percentage, the Cavemen 21 of 48. That's 43.7%. 44% from the floor for the Eugene Axe. That was constant throughout the game. 26 of 59 from the free throw line. Grants Pass 14 of 22. That's 63%. 12 of 19, also 63% from the Eugene Axe. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass turned the ball over 12 times to 8 times. For the Eugene Axe. And once again, in terms of rebounding, Grants Pass out-rebounded 30-21. But all the stats pretty even. We'll run down some individual numbers after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Grants Pass individual numbers right now. Grady McKittrick, 1 3-point field goal, 5 for 5 from the free throw line, 8 points for Grady tonight. James Buschmeyer, 1 3-point field goal, no fouls. John Broerman picked up a single foul. Jordan Rosetta, 3 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, 9 points and 4 fouls. Zach Deshane, 1 3-point field goal and 4 fouls. Jaden Jesse, 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 0 for 2 from the free throw line, 7 points and a single foul. Peyton Bruner, 2 field goals, 1 for 1 from the free throw line, that's 5 points and a single foul. And Luke Morgan, 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 3 of 5 from the free throw line, that's 10 points for Luke and a single foul. And Gavin McLean had 7 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. The league Grants Pass scoring tonight, that's 17 points for McLean. He fouled out with 49 seconds left. All right, once again, final score, 68-62. Individual numbers, courtesy of the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll end the player of the game after this one-minute Cape Man timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first-ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And we once again look around at all the players and all of the things that happened on the floor and doesn't necessarily relate to scoring when we've made this choice. And we'll tell you our choice when we come back right after this word from Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, once again, tonight we're going to tip our hat to Gavin McLean once again with his 7 field goals, a 3-pointer, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. I don't have individual count on McLean's rebounds, but he had significant. He is usually the second leading rebounder on the Grants Pass team, and in addition to that, he'll run the point. He can handle the basketball. He's a great passer. Gavin McLean, our player of the game tonight. Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Welcome back. Now, the loss tonight means Grants Pass drops to 5-4 in conference, 11-10 overall. But right now we're concerned with conference numbers. So they are 5-4. South Eugene, which has still four more games to play, Grants Pass has three, is now 4-4 on the season. So we are tied in the loss column there. Sheldon came into tonight's game with a four losses in the loss column. So we'll see how it all works out tomorrow. Be sure to tune into 1270 early in the morning. We'll have all of that for you. So in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, we'll keep an eye on it. And for our good friend Ryan Diotti, Staffing Radio Control, Executive Producer Carl Wilson, additional stats from E. Benson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the Eugene Axe winning it 68-62. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.